The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello and welcome to this premium hangout for the 29th of March 2022. I'm joined by Cole.
Hello.
And today we're going to be taking a look at how Britain has changed.
Yeah. It's changed a lot. And I don't think for the better. And this is just part of the ongoing series of hangouts that we've been doing, talking about the absolute ruination of this country. So I guess the place to begin is looking at the actual census data. Because we have all of the census data since 1961 onwards to show us what Britain was like. And so I wrote this article, and it is now up on Lidsies.com. Just going through the data. And if you want to scroll down, John, just to get to the graphs, just so we can see. And this is how it's most starkly revealing, right? This is the, you can see the, sorry, go up to the table a sec. You can see here we've got the just the raw numbers, right? 1961, 3.1% of the country was foreign. 1981, it was up to 9%. So lots of immigration there. From 1981 to 19...
What is that, Pakistani and Indian, I think, that period?
I actually have it listed in the article, but I don't have it listed in my notes because I wasn't going to talk about it. But yeah, there was a significant increase. But in 1961, there's about a million non-Irish immigrants, up to about 1.5 million when you included the Irish. But you can see, if you scroll down a bit so we can see the charts, you can see that it's approximately, in 2011, 1 in 5 people in Britain, in the England and Wales, sorry, specifically, who were not English or Welsh. Isn't that mad? Now, we can actually establish that it's probably going to be about 1 in 4. So in 2011, this included 3 million other Europeans, non-English or Welsh Europeans. So this isn't a question of race, this is a question of ancestry and origin. And we're talking about millions of people who just do not, who are foreign to the United Kingdom, England and Wales specifically in this thing, in this particular census data, right? But I calculate this, right? And so from the article I wrote, according to the Oxford Migration Observatory, the average net migration to the UK between 2011 and 2019 was 251,000 people a year. And so if we assume that's the same for 2021 and 20, then we get 2.5 million new migrants for the decade ending in the 2021 census. Right, that would put the total number of foreigners living in England and Wales are about 13.5 million, and that's not factoring in illegal immigrants. Right? If we factor in illegal immigrants, there's an estimate from the Pew Research Center that the BBC basically concur with, saying, well, there's probably about 1 million illegal immigrants in Britain, making in total about 25% of the population of England and Wales foreign. It wasn't always like this.
It certainly feels like that as well.
Everything about the media is designed now to retcon the idea that Britain is a nation of immigrants and always has been. And that's simply not true. And moreover, these are not like an underclass of immigrants either. And this, again, is how it is always portrayed in the media. That, oh, aren't the poor suffering migrants always at the bottom of society being ground down by the white supremacy upon which they live. And that's just simply not true. I mean, we can go to Tony Sewell's race report that the Conservatives had him do a couple of years ago and then came out in 2021. And he came out with results from the statistics that were just totally contrary to all of the narratives that the left-biased media wished to present. The report said that children belonging to ethnic minorities did as well as or better than white pupils. White not meaning European here, white meaning English. But overt racism remained, particularly online. So the racism is on Twitter and Instagram.
That's it.
And as we saw from the footballers taking the knee, much of it comes from outside of this country. So racism in other countries, not something we can fix, or is our jobs to fix. And that seems to be the particular prevalence of racism. What now? The Runnymede Trust, of course, we've talked about them in previous hangouts. The Runnymede Trust, who are the communists who created the woke agenda for the United Kingdom after Tony Blair decided to commission them to do a report to say, well, what can the UK do to become inclusive? And the answer was abolish itself. We don't live in Britain, do we, Callum? Where do we live?
These isles.
That's right.
The island.
Just the island.
The rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's awful, right? And so the commission's report concluded that the UK is not, quote, a post-racial country. Should it be? Where was it offered?
What does that mean?
Well, it means that Britain is not ethnically British. When was that promised?
I don't remember being in the manifesto.
Yes.
For anyone.
Who ran on
it? Ever.
And this was another thing that they said, wasn't it? The promise of a... What was it? They didn't say post-racial. They said something else. But the promise to essentially decolonize Britain of its Britishness. If that was to be achieved, then all of this other stuff had to happen. It's like, yeah, but who wanted that? Is it wrong that Britain be British? It just sounds stupid when you put it that way, doesn't it? But it should be regarded as a model for other majority white countries, which is nice. So let's have a look, shall we, at just like what the future holds. I'm sorry, right? I don't want to sound like a bigot or anything, but is that diversity, is it?
I think it's about 97% diversity.
Right, exactly. Now, this is a London sixth form, and they've got a record of 89 Oxbridge offers. So to go to Oxford or Cambridge, 89 of those students were offered. Brampton Manor Academy was a selective college in Newham. It beat its own record of 55 offers in a single year, and that means the school has sent nearly 300 students to Oxford and Cambridge since it opened just 10 years ago. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? It's only a decade old, and it's already sent 300 students to Oxford or Cambridge.
I don't know anyone who went from my school to Oxford or Cambridge.
No, of course not. Neither do I. And there's a reason for that, Callum. You're part of the indigenous population. This is not a coincidence. Right, those heading to Oxford and Cambridge include students who speak English as a second language, and a significant number who are the first in their family to go to university or on free school meals, because this was a Tony Blair special school for fast-tracking foreigners into the upper echelons of British society. That's why this is only like 10 years old. It's all part of his agenda that the Conservatives, for some reason, have carried on to create particular schools in what I guess we can call the immigrant areas of London in order to make sure that they are represented in Oxford and Cambridge. You don't get that. I don't get that. My kids aren't going to get that. But these people get that. Dr. Deo Olukushi, the executive principal, traditional British name, region of Wales, I believe. North Wales.
Oh, of course. I think that's actually where you get most of the Welsh nationalists as well.
I believe so.
So maybe he's one of them.
The school was exceptionally proud of its students. They have shown incredible resilience and determination to ensure the disruption experienced over the past couple of years because of COVID has not halted their path to success. Well, fantastic. Because most students from these backgrounds are underrepresented at top universities, you see. That's all this is about. We have brought in a bunch of foreigners, and now they need to be represented overwhelmingly in public life. So we're going to create schools that are almost exclusively minority for diversity's sake in order to make sure that they take their part.
This is just a scam. Like, we've just been scammed.
Honestly, I think it's a form of oppression. I can show you the oppression, in fact. Let's have a look at the English working class, shall we? From June 2021. You've seen this before, but we'll go through it again. White working class pupils, just white working class. Who are they? Where are they from? What group do they belong
to? Lithuania, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Who are they? No, they're English. English pupils have been failed by decades of neglect in England's education system, a report by MPs says. Just white working class, this could have come from anywhere. This landed out of the sky yesterday. No, they're English. They have nowhere else to go.
I love that line there. It says using the term white privilege, suggesting that white pupils are an advantage, is the opposite of reality.
Yeah, and they keep saying poor white pupils, but they're not talking about French pupils. They're talking about English pupils.
No, they're Swiss. Keep going over here and being poor.
Exactly. Why could they just not stop being poor? But yeah, the Education Select Committee accused the government of a lack of targeted support for disadvantaged white pupils. Well, that'd be racist, wouldn't it? You're picking whites over the non-whites. You should be picking the non-whites over the whites, as we saw in the Oxbridge... What was the previous example? Yeah, in Brampton Manor Academy. They don't favour English people. Oh no, that'd be racist. Helping these people out, that would also be racist. And like you say, using white privilege is the opposite of reality for these people. It's foreign privilege. That's what we're looking at here. A system that privileges foreigners. That's only been in place for the last 10, 20 years. This is new. This is all new.
Anyone who's ever tried this either. Like, I'm thinking about my historical knowledge, which is limited, but I can't think of one.
Well, I mean, the British Empire in India is probably the closest example. This is why I'm looking at this as if England is being occupied by Britain at this point. The empire still lives on, unfortunately. So the report warns that white pupils, just on free school meals, underachieve from early years at school through GCSE, A-levels, and university entry, compared to pupils on free meals and other ethnic groups. Remember, in that previous one, that they said a significant number of the first in their family to go to university were on free school meals. Interesting, that, isn't it? Committee Chairman Robert Harfen said it was a major social injustice. Yeah, but you can't commit a major social injustice against the oppressors. It's punching up when you take the poorest people in the country and tell them that they're oppressing you, whilst privileging foreigners. But he accused the government of muddled thinking, if you can believe it, in suggesting that it could be explained by poverty. If he thinks about poverty, then it doesn't explain why most other ethnic groups do much better. Because poorer white pupils are falling behind every step of the way, he warned. And this will be, it should not be swept under the carpet, right? And so at GCSE in 2019, 18% of white British pupils on free school meals achieved grade 5 in English and maths, compared to 23% for the average for pupils on free meals. The foreigners are driving up the average. University entry, 16% of white British pupils on free meals get places, compared to 59% of black African pupils on free meals. Can you even imagine? It's like a 4-to-1 ratio. Yes, you're on free school meals and you're British, but you're not going to get that place. An African is going to get that place. They have universities in Africa. I mean, I don't know why I have to point that out, but 59% of Bangladeshi pupils on free school meals also get places in university. 32% of black Caribbean pupils on free meals. Double the number of Brits. This is a system of endemic foreign privilege that is operating in this country right now, disadvantaging the local native population. And this is called white privilege. Isn't this just insufferable?
I mean, frankly, it's intolerable.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this just can't be allowed to continue.
I know. And yet the Conservatives
are letting it.
And they're not even just letting it. They're slapping their fins together like seals. Aren't we progressive? Why? Why are you advantaging foreigners over your own? I just don't understand. They've got their own countries.
They can look good. To who?
To the Labour Party. Exactly. And the media. Yeah. So the underlying social problems that the English community faces at this point are poor local jobs market and lack of opportunity. I wonder why that would be. I mean, it's not like there's an excess competition for jobs or anything. Lack of community assets and social organisations. Poor local services and transport. Families with multi-generational poverty. Disengaged parents with a poor experience of education. Yeah, well, maybe if you had been born a different colour, that would be interesting to the government. Because that's what this is predicated on. The skin colour of the people involved. I can't stand this. But anyway, so that's just what's happening in the education system. Let's have a look at some of these ethnic enclaves. How did you feel about these, Callum?
Oh, I wasn't happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I don't like seeing more and more land be just given up to the globalist world in which, well, does not include the people who live here.
I mean, look at that. I don't even know what language that is. Apparently it's Bengali. What's it doing here?
A lot of people mistook it for Arabic on Twitter.com, and then progressives are like, haha, you mistook it. And it's like, we don't care.
It doesn't.
Some foreign script. Like, it all looks like noodles.
Exactly. The point is, it can't be read by the people who, well, I suppose we should say, used to live there.
If you would like to watch the rest of the live event videos, please go to lotuseaters.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.